Welcome to the Kettle Falls Dam podcast. This is part two of the podcast, continuing from the Kettle Falls Hotel podcast. Kettle Falls is one of 15 visitor destinations in Voyageurs National Park. As you approach the beach below the hotel, imagine the hustle and bustle of the activities going on. If you were here between the 1700s and 1830s, there could be voyagers portaging their cargo. In the 1890s, there could be gold prospectors and their equipment waiting to be transported to the mines on Rainy Lake. From 1913 to 1920, there could be boxes of fish waiting to be auctioned off by commercial fishermen. Or even logs could be rumbling through the gates of the dams. As you walk to the dam and observation deck, imagine what the falls looked like before the dams were constructed. The early voyagers named the 9-foot drop Chaudière Falls. Chaudière is a French word meaning boiling kettle. The voyagers would not shoot the rapids for fear of losing their cargo, but would carry their 90-pound packs around the falls. In the spring, Ojibwe Indians would harvest sturgeon below these falls. During the 1890s gold rush, there would be many people waiting to catch the steam-powered boat to Rainy Lake City. As you look around the Kettle Falls Dam area, one can probably imagine quite a story as to why the dam was constructed. Opportunity. In the early 1900s, Edward W. Backus was a nationally renowned lumber magnate and industrialist with a vast empire of lumber mills, railroads, power plants, and woodlands. In order to develop his timber for harvesting, he needed power for its operation. Between 1905 and 1908, he completed the dam in International Falls. Once completed, Backus immediately built a paper mill and sawmill, which was powered by the International Falls Dam. His plans for hydroelectric development in the Rainy Lake watershed called for a series of power and storage dams stretching eastward from Lac La Croix. These dams, he contended, would increase and stabilize power generation at the International Falls Dam and would help prevent flooding. In 1910, he received approval for the development of the Kettle Falls Dam, which would provide additional water reserves in the winter months for his International Falls Dam. The construction started in 1910 with a wooden cofferdam just upstream from the current dam. The dam construction was a four-year project which employed 150 laborers. The original dams were constructed from stone and mortar, and in 1965 they were rebuilt with concrete pillars. An additional dam was also built about 1/2 mile south, called Squirrel Falls. Building these dams drew strong opposition from conservation groups and private citizens in both the U.S. and Canada. The proposed dams, they argued, would spoil priceless scenery and would constitute a serious misuse of natural resources that belong to the public. Ernest Oberholzer, Rainy Lake resident and dedicated conservationist, agreed to lead the campaign to stop dam building. With public opinion strongly in their favor, the opponents finally won a clear-cut victory, prohibiting further development of dams in this area. However, timber harvesting continued to be an economic opportunity, and log booms continued to be sluiced through Kettle Falls Dam every summer until 1940. Today, the Kettle Falls Dam is owned and operated by Boise Cascade Corporation. They release water to power the electric turbines in International Falls under a series of water level rules established by the International Joint Commission, or IJC. The IJC was established in 1909 by the Boundary Waters Treaty. It is composed of 6 members, 3 appointed by the President of the U.S., and 3 appointed by the Canadian government. It was established to mediate disputes that may arise over the use of water on the border between the United States and Canada. This region is managed by the International Rainy Lake Board of Control. This board establishes what are known as rule curves for the water levels on Rainy Lake and the Namekan Basin. In 1949, the first rule curves were established, setting the maximum and minimum water levels for lakes during non-emergency conditions. The trouble with this rule curve is that it did not mimic the natural flow of these lakes. The water level spiked at very high levels in the spring, then had a large drawdown in the fall. This negatively impacted the natural systems in the park. Wild rice was almost completely wiped out of the area because of the high water levels. Loons were not able to effectively raise chicks because their nests would be inundated with water early in the season, then left high and dry later in the year. Beavers had trouble in the winter because the water would be drawn down so much that their lodges were left dry, with no water to protect the opening or act as an insulator to the frigid winter temperatures. In 2000, the IJC, through the Rainy Lake Board of Control, realized that they needed to find a way to balance human needs with the needs of nature. They created a new rule curve that mimics the natural rise and fall of water levels on these lakes. Research was done and is currently being conducted on 7 plants and animal species to determine if the new rule curve is having positive effects on the natural ecosystem. Some of the species being studied include loons, beavers, macroinvertebrates, and wild rice. The research and analysis of the data will conclude and be reviewed in 2015 to determine if the IJC will keep the current rule curve or create a new and improved curve for water levels. These rule curves bring us to another crossroad, both here at Voyageurs National Park and in society at large. The historic rule curve was created solely for human use and convenience. The current rule curve shows our journey beyond using areas just for human use, and instead we're finding a balance between human needs and the needs of nature. It is important to remember that we must all find this balance so that areas like Voyageurs National Park will continue to be preserved for the enjoyment of future generations. Thank you for listening to the Kettle Falls Dam podcast.